Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
A few weeks back, I did a video on how to know if something's God's will, and people really dialed in and said that that was helpful. Well, today's topic is related, but a little bit different. It's how to know if God's waiting on you or if you're waiting on God. There's a big difference between the two. You see, many times in my coaching and in my business, I meet entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, speakers who are waiting. They're waiting for something. And they'd like to say, well, you know, I'm just waiting on God, or I'm waiting for, circumstances, or I'm waiting for the time to be right. Listen, here's how to know the difference. Here's how to know if the time is right. Because many times that is just a big excuse. Let's be honest. Lack of time or the wrong timing is so many times just us saying, you know what, I'm uncomfortable. And this is what happens when you see growth. You see, many times there's a big gap between where we are and where we want to be, what we have and what we want. There's a gap, and that gap requires growth. And that gap means that there's this lack of time and money to bridge the gap. And so many times people then say, well, you know, it's not God's time, or, you know, they try to blame it on God. Here's what I know. In life, many times, you're either waiting for what's called a Jordan River or a Red Sea experience. There are two different types of situations when we are waiting on God. Let me say that again. Wisdom knows the difference between the two. Wisdom knows the difference. Is this a Red Sea experience that I'm about to have, or is this a Jordan River experience? Now, if you don't have a big faith background, let me just give you a quick education. You see, there was a time in Israel's history when, if you've ever seen or read about Moses, you know that they were backed up against a tough spot. They had Egypt and Pharaoh right on their heels, and they had this promised land in front of them, but the only thing separating them was this big thing called the Red Sea. And in this particular situation, God said, look, stand back, raise your hand, and watch me part the Red Sea. And sometimes God does that. Sometimes God parts the Red Sea in our lives. It makes it so clear, we don't even need to question, because the path is laid out before us. Sometimes that happens. But many times it's not a Red Sea experience. Many times it's this Jordan River experience, where again, in the history of Israel, they are held back between the promised land. Again, it seems to be a pattern here, maybe in your life too, where you're close to the promised land, but there's a barrier. So now it's the Jordan River, which is in front of them. And this time God says, look, when you take a step into the river, then the river will part. Ouch. You see, sometimes God wants to give us a Jordan River experience, but we're waiting for him to make it a Red Sea experience. Did you catch that? We want to stand back. We want no risk. We want no faith. We just want to be amazed and wowed. And maybe sometimes God's waiting on you to put your foot in the river, then the river's gonna part. See, wisdom knows the difference between the two. And many times, most times in my life, I don't have Red Sea experiences. Most time in my life, I have Jordan River experiences, where God is literally waiting on me to take the first step. And only after I take the first step, I call it imperfect action, then the Jordan River parts, then the next step becomes clear, etc., etc. So my challenge to you today is, maybe God's waiting on you. Maybe you've been waiting on God for a Red Sea, but God's waiting on you for a Jordan River. Take the first step of action today and watch what happens. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Tag somebody who needs to see this. Share it. Subscribe. Let's get this out into the world. People who need to get off their butts and start moving and start experiencing that promised land that's before them, when really it was just their own mindset, their own fears holding them back. Talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.